Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program here. The phones are open. If you want to join the show, you can. The number 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian Paria
and Conan.
603-283-6160. We're talking about some of the haters in New Hampshire that are on the attack against the Free State Project. Now, the Laconia Daily Sun story that we've got actually appears to be a news story. They're actually interviewing both sides. They got the people that don't like the Free State Project.
It's almost like it came from, you know, Russia Today in its fairness and its evenness.
So we'll finish that one up, and then I've got some actual opinion pieces that are pretty nasty that we can share as well. So we're going to go back to your phone calls first, though. Somebody who spends a lot of time in New Hampshire, but every now and then goes to visit his family in Colorado. Dave Ridley calling from Colorado, one of the earliest movers for the Free State Project. Welcome to Free Talk Live. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. You know much about what happened to George Orwell when he tried to help the Spanish Republicans, during the Spanish Civil War?
No, I don't. No.
He served in a trench for like 6 months or something like that. Got shot in the neck and everything. He was, recuperated in Barcelona. One day, the Spanish Republicans put out a hit on him, put a bounty on his head or something like that, because he was part of a Spanish Republican faction that a different Spanish Republican faction didn't like. And he was like, man, this is a disaster. I'm getting out of here. Why did I do this?
Was this before or after his writing of 1984?
This is part of what inspired his writing of both 1984 and Animal Farm. Yeah. So that didn't happen to me exactly, but I know a little bit about how he felt. It only took me about 2 weeks. I think I've done more for the Defend Ukraine movement than 95% of Americans have. But it only took me about 2 weeks to get disabused of helping them politically for several reasons.
What? Who is the only people I see being abused are the people who are anti-Ukraine and pro-Russia. You're saying you've gotten hate for being pro-Ukraine?
No, well, sort of, yeah. I guess I'm not purely pro-Ukraine enough, but not anti-Russian enough, I guess.
Okay, I can see that.
A lot of these people were very nice, and they're still very nice to me. I'm not saying this is everybody, but there was enough people, just in a very short period of time, who got hostile towards me. And it was because the name of my protest, when I scheduled the Colorado Springs first protest against the Russian invasion, it was all over the news. And I organized it, to the extent that one can organize a protest. The people who came were nice, but a lot of people boycotted it because I called it a protest in support of Russian dissidents. That's not the exact wording. It was more like it was in support of anti-war protesters in Russia, I think is how I put it.
And the people who protested you were upset simply because they hate all Russians, basically?
Pretty much, yeah. Now, they didn't show up at all. They didn't show up to protest for or against.
That's the thing. These people are not anti-war. They're in favor of war, just against the people they don't like.
Let's be clear. The people who they've been told not to like.
That's right.
Because, I mean, how many Russians do you actually know?
I know a few, but...
And I hate to use the meme, but can you even point to Ukraine on a map? Because I don't think you can.
Well, I can, but...
I know you can. I'm sorry. I'm looking straight at you when I said that. But a lot of you listening probably couldn't point to Ukraine on a map. I'm sorry. It's just... I'm using the Tucker Carlson meme or whatever, whoever said it. But it's the truth. You probably don't know any Russians either.
I know both Russians, and I can point to Ukraine on a map.
Go ahead, Ridley.
It wouldn't be fair for me to, to blame the whole Defend Ukraine movement for what part of it is doing. But the problem is that it seems like the rest of them, even the nice folks, they seem to all be no-fly zone people, as best I can. I haven't found anyone yet.
Sanctions.
Not in favor. A no-fly zone, that means it's probably a 20% chance of destroying the entire world, ultimately, because the Americans would have to start attacking Russia inside Russia. So that's insanity of the first magnitude, and I don't want to be part of that, right? I just want the Russians to leave Ukraine, and I'm okay with, you know, some Ukrainian warfare against Russia.
News today, they might actually be backing out. There's speculation as to why.
What is peace talks going on?
The peace talks have been going on for weeks, but there are troops, according to the legacy media, are being pulled back from
the
Kiev.
According to the Russian media, RT.com reporting that they are reducing their military activity near Kiev and Chernigov as talks with Ukraine enter what they consider to be a, quote, practical stage.
Maybe Putin is finally getting his demands met.
And look, man,
His three main demands that maybe they're being met.
I don't know why Russia invaded Ukraine. I know what they're saying. You know, the Ukrainian government was basically, you know, rounding up people, killing them, torturing them, or whatever. I will say, though, that, you know, we heard about these things going on in 1940s Germany, and the world just ignored them. They're like, there's no way that's actually happening. That's fake news. That's just propaganda being put forward by anti-Germans. We don't know what's going on here. We'll probably never actually know whether or not the Ukrainians are actually killing people, whether or not they actually have a substantial number of Nazis in their units, or whether the Russians are in the right or the Ukrainians are in the right.
You are correct. Someone will win. They will write the textbooks that will teach our children what actually happened. But we know that's probably not what happened.
Because of all this uncertainty, I'm not going to be like, look, I stand with Ukraine or I stand with Russia.
I don't stand with any state at all. If there's any side to take in this, it's the pro-peace side. And the pro-peace side, in my opinion, is to say if the people of the Donbass area want to leave Ukraine, they should be able to without being shelled to death by the people.
Which is one of the demands.
In Ukraine.
But we don't know if they're actually being shelled.
Well.
The guy that was here last week said Laser, who is Alu Axelman's brother, was on the show. He actually spent the last 2 years over there working for a diplomatic agency that's job was to kind of observe what was going on. And he said the shellings were actually going back and forth. So he said the Donbass would get shelled and then they'd shell back the rest of Ukraine.
And then we also have Crimea to think about. They have been going through their own struggle for many years now.
So again, I still favor a Ukrainian victory of some sort, but the last problem, and it's really concerning, is the Ukrainian president is advocating for basically destroying the world, by demanding a no-fly zone.
Mm-hmm.
How do you draw the connection between a no-fly zone over Ukraine and destroying the world?
Because once you do that, the United States is in direct military conflict with Russia, something that's actually never happened before. So that would mean about a 20% chance that it goes all the way to a full-blown nuclear exchange.
The idea would be that if a no-fly zone is implemented, then would it be NATO who would be enforcing it? And then if a Russian plane accidentally or whatever flies into the no-fly zone, they shoot it down, and now it's an international conflict, right? That's the idea?
They have to actually hit Russian missile sites inside Russia for this to work. That makes sense? Because missile ranges are so... NATO.
How do the missile ranges factor into the no-fly zone?
Wait. So they can't just shoot a plane down? That wouldn't count as an act of war?
If the United States wanted to enforce a no-fly zone over Ukraine, logistically that requires attacking targets inside Russia because Russian targets, their missiles can reach far inside Ukraine.
Does a no-fly zone include missiles being fired into the territory? I thought it just meant, like, airliners and airplanes and jets and stuff.
No. This is stopping the Russians from bombing Ukraine, which means bombing Russia, essentially.
No, it's creating a no-fly zone preventing anyone from flying over. It's not going to stop missiles from being launched into their territory.
Yeah, as I understood the no-fly zone, they would then expect Russia to violate the no-fly zone by continuing their bombing raids with their airplanes, which would violate the no-fly zone, bringing NATO into play and causing an international conflict.
But that would be my understanding.
That's what I have read about it. But again, Ridley, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. But calling in, interesting point here that these people that are the pro-Ukraine people, these are not anti-war people. These people are calling for more conflict. They want more violence. thank you for the call. There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. We got time for you if you want to join the show. More of the anti-free state hate on the way as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the phones are open. If you want to join us here, number for you, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Aria, and Conan in the studio tonight. You can join our social media platform, which is available for you over at social.freetalklive.com. You can head on over there and enjoy the various interactions you can have with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the show.
To clear up that last conversation with Ridley, we were talking about the no-fly zone.
Yeah.
Zelensky has been asking / demanding for a no-fly zone over Ukraine.
Correct.
I thought, with the way that the Ridley brought that question up, I thought that he was demanding something over Russia, which would be very confusing, which would not allow Russia to even fly their own planes around. I know Zelensky's been asking for a Ukrainian no-fly zone. I don't know that he's also been asking for something over top of Russia, but here's the problem with that. I don't know how many planes Russia's even flying over Ukraine. They say they shot a couple of them down. I don't know that that's actually true. What is actually true? I do know is that they're right there. They have long-range missiles. They don't have to get in a plane and fly them over there. They can just fire them from their side of the border and just hit whatever target they want. They could probably hit Britain if they wanted to.
There has to be some sort of advantage. I mean, there's some reason that the United States is sending fighter jets into Iraq or whatever instead of just launching a bunch of ICBMs.
From the ocean or whatever.
Yeah. There's bound to be some advantage that Russia would have to actually use jets.
Well, if you want to weigh in on this question, you're welcome to join us here. Oh, and I was just about to get to Sarah, and she dropped off the line. Let's talk to Dave.
Too bad.
Dave in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening. Somebody's got to be back up, right?
All right, what's on your mind, Dave?
Well, that's just what I'm talking about is Ukraine.
Yeah.
Do we know what's going on, actually? And as far as covering Russian airspace, but a second that they would fly into Ukrainian airspace, if we were to impose a no-fly zone, boom, the Russian jets down. Now, how is that going to be reacted to by Putin and you know, his generals? But
I'm not a fan of states and nations, but if Zelensky wants there to be a no-fly zone over Ukraine, then that's up to the Ukrainian military to impose.
Right. I don't think they have the number of fighters and bombers and, you know, other weaponry to really do it themselves. And right now, I don't think the United States is in a position to do it.
And nor should
they.
And that includes shipping them weapons and planes and other pieces of equipment, which we shouldn't be doing either.
Well, supposedly NATO has been doing that.
Hell yeah, they have. I know. We know that they have.
Yeah.
We don't. Well, what do we really know exactly?
Yeah. But I know that they have a lot of NATO weapons in there.
Sure.
For sure. I mean,
in the hands of the Nazis now, by the way, because there's Nazis in the Ukrainian Defense Force. The liberals who are supporting Ukraine don't seem to care.
Nope.
Because these are the good Nazis.
These are the good Nazis.
Oh, of course. And it reminds me of what just happened in Afghanistan, leaving, what, $50 billion worth of military equipment. Yeah. Let's say all this equipment's over there in Ukraine, and Russia says, oh, look what we have now. But what really makes me the most upset, guys, is this. How ruthless that Russia has been killing civilians and bombing the hell, almost said the word, the heck out of.
You can say hell, it's okay.
Targets.
Well, that's what they're telling us. And right now they're telling us that he's backing out. So, I mean, what can we believe? This is straight Wag the Dog, man. If anyone's never seen that movie, stop what you're doing and watch it. I mean, here we have a Ukrainian president, an actor, a comedian,
what did he do?
What was his acting role? He played the president of Ukraine. He gets into office.
Hold on, that's up there with the level of NORAD just happened to be doing drills on the day of 9/11 about what would happen if there were some hijackings. Level of insanity.
This is even worse. This is even worse.
No, there's no way it could be worse than that. It's equally as bad.
Right. This is more in your face. This is more blatant and in your face that they chose an actor.
Zelensky was an actor who played a Ukrainian. What happened in this movie where he was a Ukrainian president? I swear to God,
he was like a teacher.
By the Soviets.
He was like a teacher, and he went on this rant about government corruption, and he decided to run, and they elected him, and he was president.
According to the story here at CBS News, Netflix is bringing it back.
Oh, God.
They're bringing back the show that he starred in.
And they're probably gonna, and they're probably already working on, and they're working on a documentary with him right now. Sean Penn has already went over to interview him. Oh, I'm sorry. He probably went over to Poland, because Zelensky is probably not even anywhere near Ukraine.
Before assuming office in 2019, Zelensky starred in Servant of the People, a show about a Ukrainian schoolteacher who becomes president. The show began in 2015 and ran for three seasons, with the last airing in 2019, and then he became the president.
So what happened during the course of this show, right? That's my question. There has to be some sort of conflict. What was the central conflict?
I don't know. We're going to get a chance to watch it, though, pretty soon.
I'm not watching this garbage.
I'm going to have to watch it just for...
It's probably in Ukrainian.
Well, they probably have an English dub.
I grew up watching foreign films. I can watch it.
Well,
I can watch
it.
Dave, go ahead.
Ian?
Yep.
Hey, listen, thanks for taking my call, and I'm signing out from Jackson, Michigan.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Still listening close.
Appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. In Servant of the People, high school teacher Vasily Petrovich Goloborodoko, played by Zelensky, goes on a tirade against government corruption. The tirade goes viral on social media, and he finds himself the country's new president. In real life, he ran on a similar platform using the show's name.
Of course he did.
Using the show's name as his party's name. He ended up defeating the former Ukrainian president Petro Poroshenko in a runoff in 2019 with the help of the CIA.
With the help of Soros. Soros got this guy elected.
Also the CIA.
Well, it was the other guy that apparently got put in by the CIA.
CIA was all 2014 Donbass color revolution with Soros' help.
Before his presidency, Zelensky had a long career as an entertainer, even winning his country's version of Dancing with the Stars in 2006.
Does it mention that once he got into office, he brought over two of his movies, producers to work with him?
No, I know you mentioned that, but no, I don't think that it doesn't mention that.
This guy's a total puppet.
Let's talk to Sarah in New Mexico. She's back. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. I just took a little break.
You sound like you went around
running.
He's
working hard.
Take a little jog? You went on a run?
No, I was just laying down, so I have to sit up, so I was huffing a little bit.
Damn, you need to get some exercise.
That's called a sit-up. Yeah, you should be able to do at least 20 of those, Sarah.
You know, I'm all in favor of the taxing the super wealthy billionaires. You know, I'm sure that, you know, I know that out of this, I'm going to get a bigger rebate check after it gets redistributed. Instead of getting $350, I might be getting $650.
The billionaires harder?
Right, well, that's the plan. Isn't that
all right, I want to hear more about this. Hang on, Sarah. We're gonna bring you back. We'll continue the discussion here. Because there's actually, I think, a proposal that Biden is making.
All the communists want it. They want to tax the rich because that's their plan for everything.
Yeah, we'll get into it with Sarah coming up here. And your thoughts are welcome as well at 603-283-6160. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Kremlin said it will significantly scale back military operations near Ukraine's capital city as sketches of a peace deal have come to light, but the announcement is being met with skepticism. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia can't be trusted. President Biden says he's not reading into it until he sees how Russia acts. Meantime, at least four European allies have expelled Russian diplomats as relations between the Kremlin and Western nations have frozen following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Netherlands, Czech Republic, Ireland, and North Macedonia all have kicked diplomats out of their country, explaining with some variation that they were displaying undiplomatic behavior. The Czech Foreign Ministry said it is reducing Russian intelligence in the EU with its allies. Poland last week kicked out 45 Russians identified as intelligence officers using their diplomatic status as cover. This is USA Radio News. 21 states with Republican attorneys general are suing to halt the federal government's mask mandate for trains, planes, and other forms of public transportation. The lawsuit was announced by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who has been a critic of wearing masks to limit the spread of COVID in general and has fought mask mandates even by local governments in his state. The CDC issued the mask requirement at the beginning of February. The mandate was relaxed somewhat, but was extended until at least April 18th. New York's attorney general has asked the state appeals court to leave in place a lower court ruling requiring former President Donald Trump and his two adult children to answer questions under oath after a civil investigation into his business practices uncovered evidence that Trump might have misstated the value of his assets for more than a decade. Trump is appealing the lower court ruling for himself and his children, Ivanka and Don Jr. Another positive day on Wall Street with the Dow up 338 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan. So apparently, Netflix is bringing back the President Zelensky's comedy
Correct.
Show.
Yes, it's called Servant of the People.
And I'll watch it for homework purposes. I don't okay. know. I can't promise that I'll... I'm not wanting to watch it because I have opinions, but Arya,
I mean, it might be funny. It's supposed to be comedy.
I am not going
to
watch it. I mean, this is...
Arya has brought up an even better idea. So we got Musk.
He's
already producing. Musk is already pre-producing the trans Russian who gets in a relationship with a black Ukrainian, and they he's kind of a Romeo and Juliet
love story.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably watch that too, but only because Musk is doing it. Musk is a super
See,
troll.
Arya, he's doing that backwards though. The Russian can't be trans.
Is it backwards?
Yeah, the Russian
because you get killed for being trans.
The trans person would get killed in Russia.
What about a black Russian? Is that possible?
You might not make it in Ukraine either.
I know it's a drink, but can you have a black Russian?
You're more likely to have a black Russian than you are a trans Russian.
Okay, so it's backwards. So yeah. we need to send him that memo to let him know that he doesn't. Unless he's trying to, he's a troll. So I mean,
yeah,
this is total
good,
Musk trollness.
No,
trollness.
Yeah, but you got to be a good troll. You have to have some finesse.
He's pretty good.
Some class.
You
okay,
just,
I'll watch that, but I want to watch your Netflix adaptation of the current goings on. Would you please? Would you be willing to tell the audience, or are you afraid someone would rip it off?
I,
Maybe we want someone to rip it off because you don't have enough time on your hands.
The way that little interchange worked was just me spouting nonsense and you spouting nonsense.
It was the best thing I've ever heard.
It was, but I'm not sure we could recreate it. It was okay. So you go ahead. I will try to.
We've got
the
CGI, Ari. We could do anything. We could make any kind of movie we want.
I know.
Okay.
But can we outline the movie? That's the struggle that I'm having. It's like where do we even begin?
Would Netflix even do this because it's Putin and he's the bad guy? Basically,
that doesn't matter.
Basically, it's a coming of age Putin story.
Yes.
He grew up in the woods with his grizzly bear mother and father and brothers and sisters. He was raised by grizzly bears, of course, because there's that meme with him on the back. He's
like
riding
the Jungle Book.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Except not wolves
and a
monkey or whatever that ape thing was, but grizzly bears because, you know, they're cool. And also, anyways, he's raised.
Right.
He learns all the wilderness craft.
Yeah, and he puts that to use and joins the KGB. And, you know, he was raised by bears, so he's tough. He's clever. He knows how to survive.
Well, he doesn't join. They come for him.
Oh, yes. Even better, they recruit him.
They recruit him. And that, so we need a mentor.
And he kills like 40 or 50 of them. Like, just they come at him like samurais in a Japanese movie, like one at a time. And he's just mowing them down, right?
Yeah, don't go one at a time. You got to do groups.
That's how they always do it.
I know, but yes, it makes it.
And then there's just some silhouette, right? And that's the guy who just calmly approaches, like, "We are here for you."
Yeah. Well, it's
or so he says something cooler than
and
that.
And it's his mentor. It's whoever's going to translate. We need another tough Russian.
Is he going to play himself, or are you
it would have to
no?
Be,
he's too old for
it would
that.
Have to be like starring.
He's going
to
be like 20 in this, because this is. But it could go on. Yeah. I mean, he might make like a cameo later on in one of the old, one of the follow up seasons. But anyways, how does the season end? How does season one end? One-on-one combat with Elon Musk. Elon Musk, you know, it's no tweets either. They're face-to-face. And Putin's walking away because he doesn't have time for this Texan, this Texan rich boy. And Elon is like, Joe Rogan has promised to train me. I want to fight you.
No, no, we would have to do it like
Rocky. Turns his back and he's like, your terms are acceptable.
And then it would have to be like Rocky IV style, right? Where they're in this ring and you got all these Russian officials standing around, you know, just cheering for whatever. And you expect to have this awesome Rocky moment where Elon Musk is just getting the crap beat out of him. And then he comes back and he just starts winning. But instead, the whole thing is just Elon Musk getting the crap beaten out of him.
It's noting Elon Musk is from South Africa.
But he's Texan now.
Okay.
Okay. So we can.
He lives in Texas, if that's what you mean.
With all with all the other escapees who've escaped from of whatever state they have destroyed, and now they're currently destroying Austin.
Let's go back to Sarah. She wants to tax people like Elon Musk. She says she supports a tax on billionaires. And Sarah, is that? Tell us a little bit more about why you think billionaires should be punished harder than everybody else, because that's what taxes are. They're
okay, so then these are the 0.01%. So they're not even 1/100th of a percent. Are they every 10,000 people of that percentage, 0.01%?
No,
what
it'd
does
be
that
more,
mean?
It'd be less often than I think 1 out of 10,000 billionaires.
So because
rare.
There's so few of them and there's so many of us, we can just basically control them and tell them what to do, take their money from them, steal it from them.
Well, voted for a Democrat socialist president. I live in a state that voted for him. We voted for all the Democratic presidents. So then it's better than getting killed. It's better than being
exiled. Wait. So if they don't pay up, we're going to kill him?
No, we're not going to be that. I mean, this
well, what if he refuses to pay? What if Elon Musk doesn't want to give his money up?
This still is a
gulag.
I want to answer that question.
That
gulag.
Question has to be answered, though, Sarah. What happens if Elon Musk doesn't want to give up his money?
Well, this is not Russia. He would be put in jail and get exiled like those billionaires before.
So he would be kidnapped and held against his will in a prison.
No, we're going to... No,
Russia would never
They're going to be taxed because all of the voters... have voted for the people, the Senate, and the House, and the president that want to tax them.
I understand that. But Elon Musk is saying, in our little scenario, no, I don't want to be taxed. And you're saying, if he doesn't want to give up his money, he can be thrown in prison. Right?
Well, this is in Russia, but we're not going to do that to him.
That's what
you just said you would do that to him.
What happens if Elon Musk says, no, I'm not going to pay this tax?
Well, I don't know what those happen. If he's arguing that if he pays that tax, that middle class
It's not about class. It's not about warfare. It's Elon Musk saying, no, this is my money, and I'm not letting you steal it. What happens to Elon Musk in that scenario?
I guess there's nothing that we can do. What is the President Biden and the law can do? What do you think they're going to do to him?
They're going to send armed people to his house. They're going to drag him out of his home, and they're going to throw him in prison. You say this is not Russia, but that is exactly what they would do.
I really don't know what they're really going to do.
I can tell you what they would do. That's what they would do.
Are you really that ignorant, or are you just feigning? Are you pretending like you don't understand that there's violence behind all of the government taxing agencies?
But I really don't think that they would do that.
You
to
don't
them
know
in a capitalist
what the
country.
State is. You have no idea.
They would 100% do that, Sarah.
Yeah. Here's what's more likely, though, to happen: if some sort of billionaire tax goes into place, people like Elon Musk will leave.
They'll leave. Or they'll continue to hide their money in Panama countries.
He'll leave, and he'll take his manufacturing to other countries. He'll shut down, because like, that's what he did, right? He's shutting down Tesla in California and moving it to Texas.
He'll
right?
build a big old boat out in the ocean and start his own country.
Yeah. So what happens then, Sarah? What happens if you create this billionaire tax, and the billionaires just say, all right, we're out?
Well, where is he going to go? Is he going to go to Venezuela?
Anywhere else that doesn't have
a
billionaire tax. Let me tell you, there's a ton of places on this planet that would welcome Elon Musk and his billions of dollars and say, Elon, come on in. We'll tax you at 25% of what the federal government was taxing you at.
Yep.
10%. Come on in. Build your factories. We got lots of people. They're skilled. They're willing to work. We are ready for you. There would be a bidding war to get Elon Musk to come into to their country. And you know what? Then you'd have even less tax revenue because all the billionaires that are smart would pack up ship and they'd leave the United States. So good luck with the billionaire tax.
Well, the thing about it is, they technically are self-exiling themselves. You know,
Why would they want to stay in a place that doesn't welcome them, in a place that doesn't appreciate what they bring to the table, which is, of course, thousands of jobs?
Sarah,
innovation.
Here's what I want to know. Why is your state the third most stressful state in the union, according to these metrics that we covered earlier this evening?
She wasn't
listening.
We're not that stressed out. You know why? Because we're like the most government-dependent state in the
All right, Sarah. Thanks for the call tonight. There's more on the way. Time for you. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live phones are open indeed for many moments. Enough time for you. If you want to join us now, the number is 603-283-6160. With you tonight, we've got Ian.
Oh, yeah.
And Conan. Coming up, ForkFest is on the way in just about 3 months, a little bit less than 3 months.
Getting close.
From now, we'll be here before you know it, so start making your plans immediately to attend if you want to come hang out with other freedom-loving people in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire for a week. It's June 27th through July 3rd. And it is the week after, by the way, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is technically sold out, but they've made a few extra tickets available. So if you want to attend the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you better get your tickets now. Otherwise, you're going to have to get them on the secondary market later on. And there will be some people that, you know, they can't make it, so they sell their tickets. But ForkFest, there are no tickets. You just need to get your RV site, your camping site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. And come celebrate Independence Day with freedom-loving people here in New Hampshire. You can go to the unofficial website, forkfest.party, to learn more about the event. There's some chat rooms you can connect to there, as well as a ForkFest forum to connect with other attendees in advance. It's forkfest.party, again, June 27th through July 3rd at Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. We go to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Man, I am so stressed out. I can't figure out why. But I call and maybe you can help me figure out why. Why would I be so damn stressed out? You notice when I call, I'm always stressed out?
It's because the state you're calling from, man.
Where's that? What's up?
According to this article, New Mexico is one of the most stressed out states in the union.
Oh, man. I knew it. I always suspected that.
All right, so you got your four metrics: work related, money related, family related, and health related.
I think it'd be family related because he's been screwed by the family courts for so many years.
Yeah, how come they don't have government related in there? I've been hassled in this state by government
money
more
that's
than
money,
any
man.
Other state, huh?
Well, they stole his kids.
Ugh.
Yeah, family, there's another category, and that made my health go to hell, so there's another category. And then I lost all my money, so that made me poor, so there's another category. No wonder I'm stressed out in New Mexico. Geez, I was born in Minnesota, grew up in Minnesota, Wisconsin, South Dakota, and I lived in Utah. I was in all the low-stress states, and then here I am in New Mexico, and I'm all stressed out.
You really blew it.
You messed up, dude. Yeah, Minnesota.
You went the opposite direction. I started in one of the most stressed out, which was Mississippi, ended up in New Hampshire, which is one of the... You went the wrong way there, dude.
Yeah, go back to Minnesota, because it's number two on the list of least stressful.
Yeah, but, you know, I didn't intend to stick here. I was just passing through, and they trapped me. Sounds like some sort of slogan, like Land of Entrapment or something. Hey, they should use that.
That's what they say about a lot of places. Come on vacation, leave on probation, or whatever. All right, you got anything else, David?
I got nothing. New Mexico took it all from me. I'm all
stressed. Paul, I appreciate it. That was a good response.
That was good, David. Yeah. I appreciated that one.
For sure. All right, 603-283-6160. So the remainder of the story that we started a little while back from the Laconia Daily Sun, this is about the Free State Project, and it's looking at both sides of the question, people who are critical of the Free Staters and interviewing some of the Free Staters themselves here. So talking about Jason Sorens, who was the founding member or the creator of the Free State Project. He's kind of an academic. He's a teacher or a professor or whatever at a college. And he's no longer a FSP board member and has publicly stated he is not in favor of secession. That's sort of been the theme of the article. Is
what the hell, dude?
Yeah, that's a shame. Jason Sorens says, and so then I guess they talked to Brody DeShays about Jason Sorens. Quote, Jason Sorens, he was the first person to use secession not to leave the union, but to use it as leverage over the federal government. He disavowed that opinion, saying the idea attracted neo-fascists, neo-confederates, and fringe elements. Unquote. And then they actually interview Sorens, who says, quote, I have expressed some concerns about that. I think on the whole, the Free State Project has attracted desirable people who have reasonable views and conduct themselves well. But I am worried that the marketing message is appealing to some people who are maybe not sincere libertarians and are just more contrarians and anti-government in their views.
But yeah, you've been here 20 years, Ian. That's you.
15.
He's not contrarian. He's a libertarian.
I've been here longer than Jason Sorens.
Yes. Was Sorens ever here?
Yeah, no, he moved several years ago or whatever. I think he moved, like, not long before they reached their goal.
Right.
Anyway, it's funny that he criticizes people being anti-government. Isn't that the whole point of being a libertarian, is that you're against the state?
As I understood it, government is fundamentally opposed to liberty, and myself being a libertarian, I am fundamentally opposed to government, or to the state.
As for secession being utilized as a leveraging tool against the federal government, Sorens confirmed his opinion changed. Quote, the idea wasn't well thought out at that time. In a subsequent essay, I abandoned that idea. I wrote a less often quoted update about 2 weeks later, unquote, in which he walked back from his secession argument. When asked about CACR 32, which is the bill that would have allowed the people to vote on the question of independence, Sorens said that he wasn't privy to the motivation of the sponsors. Quote, my guess is they wanted to start a conversation on the issue, unquote. And that is definitely one of the
reasons.
That's
what everyone said.
Yeah. Representative Mike Sylvia, the Republican from Belmont, who was the primary sponsor of the bill, said, quote, the end goal is to have a government that is following the various constitutions that have been written, unquote. When asked what a free and sovereign New Hampshire nation would look like, such as government and borders, Sylvia declined to provide any details. Quote, you're looking for answers from a central planner. I am not a central planner, he said.
I love that guy.
That's awesome. As for what comes after CACR 32's defeat, Sylvia stated, quote, that's a good question. I suppose it's that in time that will get answered.
Nice.
And yes, it will. And indeed, right now, we don't know what the immediate plan is. There's some talk about a potential independence caucus to be formed in the state house, which I think would be a great thing.
It would be great.
Because you've got 13 state house representatives who voted for this bill. And 323 who voted against it. And it's just kind of cute that, you know, obviously we would have loved to have had more than 13 vote for it. 20 would have been nice. But 13 original colonies 13 state reps voting for independence. It's a good number as far as history is concerned, a good starting point. Something else that we're looking into is, so like in New Hampshire, the legislature doesn't meet year-round. It's a part-time legislature, so they meet basically in the winter months for the most part.
Okay.
And so you're getting done now with what they do for this year. And there's like some things that they have to do, I think, on occasion from now until the election. But it's mostly going to be election season coming up, you know, this summer. And so one of the things that I would like to see done, and I've reached out to a polling organization to learn about what it takes to hire them. I'd like to see an actual scientific poll done of the people of New Hampshire about this issue.
That would be nice to know.
Yeah.
Because that was the whole point of the ballot, right, is to find out what the average New Hampshire voter actually thought about secession. And, of course, the powers that be, they don't want that.
Nope. They don't even want the option.
Because they're elitists, right? They think that their role as elected politicians is to protect the people
from
themselves.
To be a gatekeeper.
They are, as the article mentioned, central planners, and they want that role in life.
That's right.
To be in control. Which is sad, because...
Well, it was Mark Twain who said if voting mattered, they wouldn't let us do it. Right, they're not going to let us vote on something that's actually of consequence. They did that during Brexit, and they immediately regretted it.
Yeah, and maybe it wouldn't even have been a close vote, but we don't get to find out. So that's why I think having an actual scientific poll done by a reputed, respected polling firm could make for some interesting conversation.
And even if the results were close, these central planners don't even want people knowing that your neighbor right across the street from you might think of things like this. They want you being all patriotic and Civil War bad. Don't ever do this because that might lead to no pensions and another Civil War. But there's probably a lot more people that you don't realize who have these thoughts in the back of their head. They're rolling around. They want to leave the abusive relationship.
But they don't want to talk about it because they're maybe afraid of what their neighbors will think.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
So yeah, that is a good point. And again, it'll get a conversation continued over the summertime. I think it would be a good time to do it. And it may cost a few thousand bucks, but I think it would definitely spur some more media attention. Like, if it's coming from a real polling firm, then it's going to, like, polls get attention, right? And there have been secession-related polls in the entire United States. The last one that I always like to talk about is where they asked the states if... would you support your state seceding from the United States and joining a union of the surrounding states? And a significant number of Americans across the entire United States said yes.
What does that mean, a union of surrounding states?
Like New England or the Southeast or, you know, Pacific Northwest. Like having
places
a new
nation.
Like
likely.
A New England country.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be anywhere near Mordor, Massachusetts.
We're not going to ask that question when we do a poll. But the point was, it was like a third of voters or a third of the respondents in this survey in New England said yes to that question. But again, it's about New England, so we didn't get New Hampshire's results. No. We didn't get to ask the question we wanted to ask. So that's something I think we're going to work on. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.